Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and I thank God that you have joined us another day, another time, another broadcast. And I pray that your day has been a blessed day and a wonderful day in the Lord. Thank you for being faithful to this broadcast. Thank you for being faithful to this ministry, Mission from the Heart. And most of all, thank you for being faithful to God. He is our one true God. Again, we are here today, and we are starting a new teaching series. The title of this series is Righteousness by Faith, Not by Works. Again, this is a wonderful, and I'm super excited about this new series called Righteousness by Faith, Not by Works. So Minister Harold Copeland and I, Carnita Smith, will be unpacking the scriptures that reveals the truths about righteousness by faith, not by works. So I want to say something to this effect, and I encourage you not to believe the hype. I encourage you to continue to trust in the Lord. Don't believe the hype. I like to say it this way. Only Jesus Christ can justify a sinner. Keep in mind, the title to this new teaching series is Righteousness by Faith, Not by Works. So, only Jesus Christ can justify a sinner, whether Gentile or Jew. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It is the righteousness of God. Keep that in mind. All have fallen short. We all sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God. And remember, it is the righteousness of God put to our account. When we put our faith in Christ, that is seen by God as ours and justifies us because we have no righteousness of our own. Christ shed his blood as a propitiation, meaning when Christ died on the cross for our sin, our rebellion that offended our holy God was punished by his wrath, falling on Christ in our place. Keep that in mind. Christ shed his blood as a propitiation. Now, I know it's a big word, but what it means is when Christ died on the cross for our sin, our rebellion that offended our holy God was punished by his wrath falling on Christ in our place. We are cleansed by his precious blood and with his righteousness put to our account. When we put our faith in him, and that's capital H-I-M, we are justified by him who is both just and the justifier. So Minister Harold Copeland and I, Carnita Smith, will unpack the scripture that reveals the truths about our new teaching series, Righteousness by Faith, Not by Works. So, Minister Copeland, if you could go right into this new series that we're all ready to come to the table and be fed the scriptures to rejuvenate, to inspire us, to reveal to us righteousness by faith, not by works.
Praise the Lord. I am Minister Harold Copeland, and along with Minister Smith, we will be your teachers. We would like to welcome everybody to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast. And we want you to know that it's always an honor to be chosen by God to fellowship with you. And as Minister Smith said, we're going to just dive right into the teaching. Righteousness by grace and not by works. Our launch pad scripture for this series will be Romans chapter number 3, verses 21 through 23. Let us read that.
Romans 3, starting in verse 21. And I'm going to read this in the New King James translation. Starting with 21. And it reads this way: But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Praise God. Verse 21 says, but now. And this is, God has this available to us right now. We don't have to wait till after the broadcast. This righteousness is available right now. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait till next week, next month, but right now, before the broadcast is over, we can all receive the righteousness of God. Without the law, and that's without us laboring, without us trying to keep every piece of the law. And I'm going to have to say this over and over again, because we cannot do it anyhow. We cannot keep the whole law. So we'll never be able to earn God's righteousness by trying to keep the law. And verse 21 goes on to say that this righteousness was witnessed by the law. So the law itself, the Old Testament, points toward this law. The saints of old, they didn't have this righteousness that we have with this new covenant through Jesus Christ. They wished for this righteousness. But now by faith, we have a better covenant based on better promises than the old covenant. And it said it was witnessed by the law, so the law pointed to it. The prophets of old, they prophesied and spoke of this great law. And we later on in the teaching, we're going to hear what King David had to say about this law. He longed for this law. David spoke about this righteousness that in a way that seemed like he had a little jealousy in his heart that we was going to be able to partake of this righteousness, and he didn't have the opportunity to walk in this righteousness. And verse 22 say, even the righteousness of God, and that's God's righteousness. That's a righteousness equal to God's righteousness that he's given us, which is by faith. You know, faith always points, and faith is going to point all night. All day long, faith is going to point. All day long, faith is going to point, and faith always points to Jesus Christ. Always. So when we see faith, we just point to the Jesus that's in our hearts. For it's by faith in Jesus Christ that we receive the righteousness of God, a righteousness equal to God. And verse 22 goes on to say, unto all. That's a little small word, but all is many and much. That's everybody. All leaves nobody out. No one, no nation, no tribe, no kinder, no nationality. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl, all leaves nobody out. He said, unto all and upon all, this righteousness will come upon all, will come unto all if we believe. And believe is in the same category as faith. So when we believe, we point to Jesus. And when we have faith, our faith always points to Jesus. Point to the Jesus that's in our hearts. Because the Jesus in our heart has been made unto us righteousness. He's our righteousness. We don't point to ourselves. And we don't point to our works. But we point to Jesus to show that we have the righteousness of God. And verse 22 goes on to say, there's no difference. No difference. We all sinners. Amen. David said, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. My mother knew me in sin. We the same way. We was born with that Adamic nature when we came out of mama's womb. And that Adamic nature is an unrighteous nature. We was not born with the righteous nature. We was born with the nature that we inherited from Adam because of his sin and disobedience against God. So there's no difference. Look at 23. For all, look at that big word, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why we need God's righteousness. Because without God's righteousness, we stand unrighteous in the sight of God. And there is no works, no deeds that we can do in and of ourselves to earn God's righteousness. Now, we can easily end the broadcast because Romans chapter 3, verses 21 and 23 really just tells it all. But since we got to build our faith concerning this righteousness, you know, the Bible tells us that faith come by hearing, hearing. The ing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to hear the word of God over and over and over again. Until we get an intimate relationship with the revelation of that word. The Bible doesn't say that faith cometh by having heard, or faith come by hearing once, or hearing twice, or even hearing three times. But he said faith come by hearing over and over and over again. So we're going to move on with the teaching of righteousness, that we can hear and keep hearing the revelation Holy Spirit is releasing concerning righteousness by grace and not by works. Now let's look at the word righteousness. Righteousness means right standing in the presence of God. And that's what we long for, and that's what God longed for us to be, right standing in his presence. And this righteousness is received by grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Unmerited means unearned. Unearned favor. And we will never be able to earn this favor. We're not even worthy of this favor. In and of ourselves, we'll never be worthy of the favor of God that brings this righteousness. Now, favor is a beautiful word. Favor means God's goodwill comes through with the righteousness. Favor. Acceptance. To be accepted by God. Glory to God. You know, that just makes my heart just bubble with joy to know that I am accepted by God and I have God's goodwill upon me. And favor is benefits that comes from God. Benefits we didn't earn, benefits we would never earn. Benefits we're not deserving of. And this goodwill, this acceptance, these benefits, they just flow into us, into our spirit, man, because we believe in God. It's by faith. And this favor is also received. It's a gift. And we receive it by believing in God, by having faith in God. Now, this righteousness that we receive as a gift from God, this righteousness justifies us. Another beautiful word. And what justifies me is that we stand in the presence of God just as if we haven't committed one sin. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but because of this righteousness that justifies us, we stand in the presence of God just as if we haven't committed one sin. And see, that's the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Man. And there is no sin that anyone can conjure up or anyone can do or anyone that can commit that is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. And because of the blood of Jesus, we're justified. We just got to get that in our spirit. Faith come by hearing, so I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over again. We stand in the presence of God just as if we haven't committed not one sin. Now, righteousness comes when we just receive God's gift. It's a gift. It's just God is leaning toward us and handing the gift over to us. And all we do is just open our hearts and receive this gift of righteousness. And it comes with our salvation. This righteousness comes with our salvation. And salvation is received believing. And I told you, believing always points. In the Christendom, believing always points to Jesus Christ. And faith always points to Jesus Christ. So our salvation is received by believing and having faith in Jesus Christ. That's Romans chapter number 10, verse 9 and 10. Let's read that. Let's read that, please. Romans chapter number 10, verse 9 and 10.
Romans 10. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes. And the method of receiving is going to come out of the teaching. And before we finish, we're going to grapple to the method of receiving. Then the gift, a gift of righteousness, is received as a gift. And that gift is available to us today. And if anyone haven't received that gift, you will receive it today. Let us read Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 8.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen. So it's not of us, the salvation that brings forth the righteousness. It's not our doing. And the scripture just says it so eloquently, it's a gift from God. And God has handed that gift today. And we will reach out and receive the gift that God wants us to have, more than we want to have them. Now, the definition of salvation, we're going to bring that in. Salvation is deliverance, beautiful word, by redemption. So deliverance by being redeemed from the power of sin. We've been redeemed from the power of sin. God has, by the blood of Jesus, God has brought us and loosed us from the power of sin. and loosed us from the penalty that comes from sinning. So that's salvation. And that produces the righteousness of God, because God did all this for us as a gift to show us how much he loves us. Amen. To release his unconditional love, love that's not based on a condition. Amen. God loves us because God is love. And love just loves on us in spite of us. And God has given us this salvation that brings forth his righteousness. And he delivered us by redeeming us from the power of sin and from the penalty that comes from sin. So in believing and receiving the salvation, this great, awesome salvation that was only thought of in the heart of God, we are redeemed from the power and the penalty. That's beautiful. From the power and the penalty of sin. And the good news is from this redemption that we have, we receive the righteousness of God. So from this redemption, the righteousness of God is birthed into our hearts. And we have to say without the law, meaning without us trying to keep the law, without us trying to keep the whole law, without us trying to earn a righteousness, you know, the Bible tells us that if we break one of the law, it's just like we broke them all. If we break one, if we keep all of them but end up breaking just one, it's just like we broke all of them, that's what the Word of God said. Look at James chapter number 2, verse 10.
James 2, verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
Amen. If we stumble in one, we're guilty of breaking them all. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, if we ask Christians, what do you think you have to do to go to heaven? You will get some answers like, I have to keep the Ten Commandments, which nobody could do. I have to be faithful to my spouse. I have to live a moral life. And they will come up with a number of other so-called good things that they will have to do. And what they're really doing is just naming a bunch of self-righteous actions. They're naming a bunch of self-righteous works. And you know, they really sound good, too. But good as they may sound, these self-righteous works will never make us righteous in the eyesight of God. In order to go to heaven, to be in God's presence, to be in God's kingdom, we have to have a righteousness that equals, keyword equals, that equals God's righteousness. And our self-righteous work will never produce a righteousness that equals God's righteousness. Only one man had a righteousness that equals God, and that was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And seeing that's the point. That is exactly where we're going here. We have to attain Jesus' righteousness, because none of us in our own selves have ever kept the law or commandment perfectly, outwardly or inwardly. And when we're talking outwardly, we're talking in our actions, we haven't kept the law perfectly. And inwardly, in our thoughts, we haven't kept the law perfectly. And we just read the scripture that say that if we broke just one of them, we broke them all. So we'll never be able to attain God's righteousness through our own efforts, because we need a righteousness that equals God's righteousness. Now, the good news is God is offering unto us the righteousness of God that is without the law, without us trying to earn this righteousness by keeping the whole law, because we'll never be able to achieve that. This kind of righteousness that God is offering us, there we go, is through the faith. There go faith again. And I say faith points, always. Faith always points to Jesus Christ. So it's through faith of Jesus Christ. And God haven't left none of us out. It's unto all. That's everybody. Upon all. Everybody. Who believe. And I tell you, belief is just like faith. It points. Points to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. By believing, we receive Jesus' righteousness, and we stop trying to obtain our own righteousness, which can never please God. And I say that again. Our own righteousness will never be able to please God. Now, there's two types of righteousness, two types. And the first type is the righteousness of man in the good works that man does. But man's righteousness can't make us acceptable before God. We need that righteousness that equals God's. And God is offering it to us. And that's the second type of righteousness. The first type is man righteousness and man good works. But the second type of righteousness is the righteousness of God. And we have to put it in there, because there are so many Christians today still doing works and thinking that they are earning God's righteousness. But it's the righteousness of God without the law, without us trying to keep the law. Now, I have to add this in there. Through faith that points to Jesus Christ, believing that points to Jesus Christ, we receive God's righteousness in our hearts. Faith, believing in Lord Jesus Christ. Now, after we receive God's righteousness in our hearts, because we are righteous, we're going to go do some righteous work. Because James tells us faith without work is dead. So we're going to do righteous work. But we have to emphasize that it's not the righteous work that made us righteous. We was righteous before we started doing the works. But because we have received God's righteousness, now we're going to go do some righteous work. And if we are struggling and we have areas where unrighteousness is manifested in us, now we need to ask for help. Because we need God's power to help us to overcome that unrighteousness. And he'll do it. Oh, yes, he will. He's willing, able, and ready. Any area in our lives that we see unrighteousness, all we have to say is, Lord, help me. I need your power to be released in this area in my life. Because you have made me righteous. And because I am righteous, I want to walk upright before you in every area of my life. And knowing that walking upright before God does not make us righteous, we receive that righteousness before we started walking upright. But because God has made us righteous, we want to do his will. Amen. Not our will, but his will. And his will is for his righteous servants that he has given the gift for righteousness. His will is for us to walk upright before him because we are righteous. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So we don't have to trust in our own righteousness. We don't have to trust in our own good works, which will never be accepted by God. Let's look at Isaiah chapter number 64, verse 6.
Isaiah 64, verse 6. And it reads this way. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
Man. And see, that word said, our righteousness is that filthy rag. I mean, the best that we can do in and of ourselves, our greatest effort that we can do in and of ourselves is like a filthy, dirty rag in God's presence. So in that we fall way short. In our best efforts, we fall way short of the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But God is offering us his own righteousness without the law. You know, I'm just so pleased about God's righteousness without the law. Because I tell you the truth, I had a hard time trying to keep the law to be righteous in God's sight. And before I got the revelation of this word, I was saved one day and I was unsaved the next day. Amen. Because I just couldn't keep the law. And I didn't know that righteousness was a gift that came from God. I thought I had to earn it. I thought it was based on my doing. If I do good, I receive God's righteousness. And if I do bad, then I lose God's righteousness. So in my mind, I was receiving one day, but I was losing the next day. And I was receiving one day, and I was losing the next day. And that is because I wasn't taught. That's a lack of teaching. But I didn't earn God's righteousness. He gave it to me as a free gift. I received it as a gift, and since I didn't earn it, I can't lose it. And wherever I'm struggling, wherever you're struggling, we just invite God into it. Invite his power in there to help us. And he'll strengthen us in that area. And we'll go from glory to glory. We'll go from faith to faith. And we'll go from victory to victory. Now, righteousness, that is according to the law. Let's just go that way. Because at one time in my life, I thought I had to produce a righteousness according to the law. And let's see what that looks like. A righteousness according to the law. Now, this is a righteousness of doing. We doing. Not God doing. But we doing. Earning. Trying to earn God's righteousness. And, you know, they really call it performance. Performing in God's presence. Performing to receive this righteousness. That we may achieve it in our own efforts. Achieve God's righteousness in our own efforts. And I tell you what, that'll weigh us down. Because it wore me down. Wore me right down to the ground. And when I was down there, the only thing I could say was, God, I can't do this. And that's all he would wait for me to hear. God is like, I know you can't. That's why I never asked you to work out your righteousness. I just come to give it to you. Only if you believe. And knowing that belief always points to Jesus Christ. Only if you have faith. And knowing that faith always points to Jesus Christ. Now, today on the broadcast, the gift of righteousness is being released. Today on the broadcast, the gift of righteousness, God's gift of righteousness, is being made available to whoever wants to receive it. We do not have to earn this righteousness. This righteousness is a free gift. God wants us to have this righteousness. God wants us to receive his righteousness. We do not have to wait till tomorrow. As a matter of fact, tomorrow might be too late. Because this is the day. This is the time. This is the hour to believe and receive. The word of God says, today is the day of salvation. And God has a gift of righteousness that we can receive in our hearts this very moment, this very hour. And we receive that awesome gift of righteousness by believing, by having faith in Jesus Christ, making him our Lord and making him our Savior. And the scriptures say, unto all, no one is left out. Upon all, God has an abundance of righteousness.
Brother Copeland,
I think this is a good time,
Brother Copeland, to pray a prayer of salvation. We are on point, exactly where we need to be, as you express and proclaim the importance of having faith in the one true God and extending Jesus Christ to those who may not know him in the pardoning of their sin. So I think we would like to just stop, drop, and pray, and that you believe by faith that Jesus is Lord, and that you surrender all to him and receive him into your heart as Brother Copeland prays a prayer of salvation. Now, it's his words, but your heart. And it is for you to trust and believe in Jesus Christ. So, Brother Copeland, if you could pray a prayer of salvation that somebody may come into the ark of salvation and know him for themselves.
Praise God. You know, the book of Revelation tells us that Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come sup." That's a fellowship. Sup with him, fellowship with him, and he will sup fellowship with me. And Jesus is knocking at the door of our hearts today. And he's knocking with his word of salvation, bringing the gift of righteousness with that salvation, bringing the gift of justification with that salvation, standing in the presence of God, just as if we have not committed one sin. And Jesus said, if you hear my voice, the word knocking, bringing us into salvation, and open the door of our hearts. Amen. That's why he's knocking. That's why Jesus is knocking, because he wants to come in. He's a gentleman. Jesus don't force himself on anyone. He's a gentleman. So he's the gentleman standing at the door of our hearts, knocking, because he want to come in. And he says, sup with you, fellowship, and you can sup with me, fellowship. And if you want to believe and receive Jesus Christ into your heart, just repeat this prayer out of your heart and just repeat it after me. Say, Father, I know I'm a sinner against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. Father, forgive me for sinning against you. Father, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, I hear you knocking at the door of my heart, and I open up the door of my heart to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Father God, thank you for saving me, and thank you for your gift of righteousness. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Brother Copeland, for praying the prayer of salvation. Now it is our prayer, brothers and sisters, that you have partnered with us in prayer for those who you may know in your circle of influence, or just that husband or wife or that brother or sister, or maybe that one on the street, the beggar on the street or it doesn't matter. It's just whomever the Holy Spirit placed on your heart to intercede for them through prayer, that they will come to know Jesus Christ for themselves. And we just welcome those who've accepted Jesus Christ today for themselves, that you are now in the family of faith, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And we welcome you into the ark of salvation. So now I encourage you, Brother Harold and I, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by submersion, that you would move into a small group Bible study for discipleship or a Sunday school class, that you would be growing and going in grace, that you would be led to somebody to share your testimony on how you came to know him for yourself and what Jesus has done in your life. So I encourage you to do those things, that you would be joyful and excited about the very important thing of your life, and that was to accept Jesus Christ by faith for yourself. Welcome and thank you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for accepting him. So we are going to get right back in our lesson here, and we've got about 10 more minutes before we come to a close on this teaching series, Righteousness by Faith, Not by Works. So, Brother Harold, if you would continue in the lesson for these next 10 minutes.
Yes. The Word of God says, faith come by hearing. In hearing by the Word of God. And today we've been hearing the Word of God concerning receiving God's gift of righteousness. And as the title of the series is, Righteousness That Come by Grace and Not by Works. So we are learning to refrain from our self-righteous works to try to be accepted as righteous in God's presence. Now, all the world religions, they think you have to do, they think you have to earn, and they think you have to achieve in order for God to accept them. But our gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which means good news, and the good news of the gospel is that God is offering his own righteousness and acceptance to all who believe, and we understand that believe points to Jesus Christ, and our faith always points to Jesus Christ. And we believe in what Jesus has already provided for us, and Jesus has already provided righteousness by grace. Jesus' death on the cross for our sins, imputing, that's a good word, that's an accounting term, imputing. In accounting, someone can put money into your account. And when they put money into your account, the word is they impute the money into your account. Now, you didn't put the money in your account. Somebody else put the money in your account, but it's in your account. So since the money is in your account, it's your money. You didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. It was imputed. Somebody put it in your account, and now it's your money. And it's the same with the righteousness. God's righteousness was imputed in us. Right standing with God, righteousness was imputed into our account. And since it's our account, we receive the righteousness. We receive God's righteousness. We receive in our hearts a righteousness that equals God's righteousness, and that's the righteousness that pleases God. So Jesus imputed the righteousness that equaled God's righteousness into our hearts. And this is the righteousness of God that is apart from the law, without us trying to keep the whole law, without us doing, without us earning, and without us achieving. And it comes through faith, and faith always points to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And remember, verse 22 told us that the righteousness of God, that is through faith in Jesus Christ, unto all, nobody's left out, upon all. And then we ask, why is God offering us this gift of righteousness to everyone? And the scripture tells us that because there is no difference, there is no distinction, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have sinned, you have sinned, all have sinned, and we all come short of God's standard of perfection. And because of our sins, the greatest need we have, if we haven't received it, the greatest need we have is acceptance, a right relationship, and right standing with God. When we are born into the earth, when we come out of mother's womb, the greatest need we have is acceptance, right relationship, and right standing with God. And God is offering this not through works of the law, but through faith. Our faith always points to Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that because of the payment that Christ made on the cross, when he shed his precious blood for our sins, righteousness, right standing will be imputed, they would add a county term again, to any person's account who simply believes on Christ. The righteousness of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, Brother Harold, this is so rich in depth that I know you'll be back with part two of this lesson, and I know we can't cover it all in 1 hour, but I wished we could. But sometimes it's just a beautiful delight to just continue to relish in the Word of God over days, that it would just saturate our hearts, that it would just empower us, that it would just prune us also to where we can walk in joy. And joy has a name called Jesus. And so I definitely know that we will continue this on next week when we pick up where you've left off, because our time has come to where Mission from the Heart will close this chapter of this teaching series, but we definitely will be continuing this wonderful series by Brother or Minister Harold as we come back next week. So I encourage you to definitely tune in again with us, Mission from the Heart Radio, that you come ready, willing, and able to receive the richness of God's Word through this wonderful teaching series, Righteousness Through Faith, Not by Works. Or as Brother Harold says, righteousness through grace, not by works. So we just want you to return. And always remember that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but God's wonderful word will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and praise ye the Lord for those who've accepted Jesus Christ today as their Lord and Savior. And we pray that your week will be well according to God's perfect will, and that you will return to pick up where Brother Harold has left off, so that you can continue to grow and go in grace. God bless you, and praise the Lord.